The psalmist David said in Psalm 119, verse 33, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein is my delight." Teach me, give me understanding, and make me to go in the way of truth. That's what we are all about. At Whitfield, the purpose of this institution is that young people will be taught the things of God, His Word, from their earliest age. And as they come through the school and come to the point of graduation, that God will send them forward in the power, in the fullness of His Holy Spirit, to take His truth and His Word into a lost and a dying world, that they will be lights to shine for Him, for the extension of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is our purpose. Please take your bulletin and turn to the opening hymn that we have, "Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart." Let's stand together as we praise God. Congregation, to please be seated. Well, as you can see right off from your bulletin, that we've had a little change, and I am not Reverend Sterrett. You can tell because he's a lot better looking than I am. And so what we have done, we have just traded the spots. He's going to be bringing the word tonight and then close off in the benediction. We want to welcome you all here this evening to this very important service, where we mark and dedicate our school, our parents, our children, our staff members, everyone who is involved in this very vital work of God. The Lord has preserved us over these many years, and what we have seen the Lord do, how we have seen Him develop the work, is not our credit. It is all to the glory of God and all to His honor. You take the responsibility of educating your children very, very seriously. And we covet your prayers. We ask for you to remember each day those who are involved in the leading of the school, those who are involved in the front line of teaching the students each day. For our teachers and every one of us need to know the power of God, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, so that we might fulfill the great calling and purpose He has given for us to do. So we welcome you all here. We have not only the parents of the young people, but we have family members, relatives, grandparents, aunts and uncles, and you are all very, very welcome. Let me just please leave with our own congregation some important announcements and also to encourage you before we begin in the presentation tonight. We normally have our midweek prayer meeting on Wednesday evening, and this week it is slightly different because we are moving it to our Port Hope congregation, where they are having a week of special meetings with Reverend John Greer from Northern Ireland. He will be speaking. Our Port Hope congregation is about 1 hour to the east of us here, and I certainly invite everyone, you're very welcome to go, and if you want some information about addresses and so on, well, you're able to go on our church website, the fpcna.org, and you will be able to get that information. I would encourage you, if you are at all interested, to go to our own local church website, torontofpc.ca, and then you'll be able to see what is happening and what's going on in our own ministry, and also if you would like to sign up for any information that we are able to give out from week to week by way of bulletins or other information, you'd be very welcome to receive that. All of our services are webcast, and that means that you can download services at sermonaudio.com/Toronto, and that will take you directly to our page, and you're able to do that if you choose to do so. This service tonight is also being webcast, and so we have viewers that are watching across the world, and we're encouraged about that. And if you would like to yourself download that message and the service later on, you are able to do that. We know a lot of people, they love to get the video cameras out, and they're going to be taking shots of everybody. Well, it's quite possible you would get a better angle from our own cameras, and you could download that if you chose to do so a bit later on. So please remember that this Wednesday night, if you are attending our own prayer meeting, it will not be held here in the church, but in our Port Hope congregation. Also, let me encourage you that we have a youth fellowship that goes on Thursday evening, every second Thursday at 7:30. And the teenagers are very, very welcome to attend our youth fellowship. And for the ladies of the church and for our school community, there is a ladies' Bible study on every second Friday at 9 a.m. And ladies, you'd be very welcome to come to the church here and attend that. And that will be running not this coming Friday, but the following Friday. Good News Bible Club happens on Friday night, and we know that some of you send your children there, and you're very welcome to continue to do that. That runs from 7 to 8:30 each Friday evening. Those are all the announcements that we want to leave with our own congregation and for our visitors, and we want now to turn over the program to Mrs. Espew, and she's going to lead the children as they present for you now. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you all to stand now for the dedication prayer. What a blessing it has been to hear these young people singing and playing, and especially the emphasis upon the greatness of our God. But too many people today have small views of God that they sort of keep in their pocket, bring them out, sing a few hymns and say a few prayers, and that's it. But the God that we worship is a God of immensity. He is the God in that description that the young people gave there, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. So tonight, let's give thanks to God and dedicate our school again to the service of the Lord. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we come before thee tonight in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, and we thank thee, first of all, for who thou art. We think, Lord, of how thou dost exist from all eternity, having neither beginning nor end. And we thank thee, O God, for the wonder of thy creation, where thou didst create this universe with its billions and billions of stars and galaxies. O God, we marvel at thy creative ability and how great thou art. And Father, we thank thee for the wonder of the Lord. And then the fact, Lord, that thou dost make us, and thou dost bring us in due time to live on this earth. And we thank thee, our Father, especially that thou, the great God of heaven, that dost commune with individual people through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank thee, our Father, for the gift of thy Son to become a prince and to be our Savior. So today we can rejoice in the Lord greatly, knowing that our future is vouchsafed in the Lord Jesus, and that someday, by his grace, we'll enter into glory and be with him forevermore. So, our Father, we thank thee for who thou art and for the spiritual blessings thou hast given to us in the Lord Jesus. We thank thee also, Lord, for family. Thou hast not left us alone to muddle our way through life, but thou hast given us spouses and thou hast given us children. And Lord, we marvel at the wonder of thy grace and thy goodness toward us, because we know, Lord, like one of old said, we are not worthy of the least of thy mercies. And yet, Lord, thou hast greatly blessed us with so many things. Yet, our Father, we know that with the gift of these young people and the families that thou hast given to us, lies upon us an enormous responsibility to train them up in the way that they should go, that when they're old they would not depart from it. And so tonight, Lord, we come, we thank thee for our school, we thank thee, Lord, for what thou hast accomplished in the past, and we trust thee for that which is yet to be. And so we come, Lord, to dedicate our Whitfield Christian schools once more to thee, to pray for thy blessing, because, Lord, without thee our work would fail entirely. And so we would dedicate, Lord, every student to thee. We thank thee for them. They're a gift of the grace of God to their families. And, Father, we pray that as they would learn of thee in their classroom, in the assemblies, in the lives of their teachers and their devotional periods, that they would be drawn very, very close to thee. And Lord, we pray that thou would save every one of them. We pray, O God, on that great day when we stand in heaven, that none of these young people will be missing. And grant that we'll never have to sing that hymn that says, I dreamt that I searched heaven for thee. We pray, our Father, that every one of them would be saved by the grace of God and would dedicate themselves to thee, because, Lord, we know that the life without God is a life of disaster, and yet, Lord, with thee, a life can be so good and so great and so blessed. We ask, O Lord, to bless our teaching staff. We thank thee for them, and we thank thee for their dedication coming day after day and week after week and year after year with the burden of training the young people in the way that they ought to go. So bless our teaching staff and encourage them, and grant, O God, that they'll see in their classes the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. We pray that thou would also bless our administrative staff. O God, many are the challenges there, and we thank thee for those who have taken up this burden. We pray that thou would bless them and help them, and grant, O God, that this coming year will be a great year in the history of the Whitfield Christian Schools. Our Father, we're about the business of raising a generation of young people that knows the Lord. And we think, Lord, of what thy servant John said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And Lord, we pray that be true for every individual family and also true for our school family. Oh God, no greater sadness is there that the young people go away from thee. But our Father, we pray that thou would give to us that supreme joy of knowing that our young people, both individually and collectively, that they walk in the truth of the Lord our God. And Lord, let us know that from the beginning that we sought that this school would be a school of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he'd be met in the corridors of our building, in the lives of our teachers, in the teaching of thy word. O God, we pray that thou would help us to exalt high the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank the Lord for thy presence with us tonight. We thank thee, Lord, for all that thou hast done, and we pray that thou would bless every soul. Grant that none shall leave this service tonight untouched by the Master's hand. We ask the Lord to bless thy servant as he breaks to us the bread of life. O God, may there be a word in season for every heart, and would there be a good fit between the word preached and the word heard. So be with us now, we pray, and accept our thanks for thy goodness, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
And I want to thank the young people for their participation tonight and for the teachers for preparing the students for this occasion. This is a special occasion as we come together as a school community to present ourselves to the Lord, to commit our way unto the Lord. And as you can imagine, with only a few weeks into the school year, it's a challenge to get them ready, but they did an excellent job tonight and we certainly enjoyed the presentation. I want to take this opportunity to welcome you to our annual dedication service. This is really the first time in the school calendar that we can come together and present ourselves, staff, students, families, to the Lord. We want to especially welcome a number of new families to our school this year. We're so happy that you've joined us and you're part of Whitfield now, the Whitfield community and family. And we hold this service for your information every year. As a start to the year, we commence with prayer, as Dr. McClelland has offered prayer to God for the school, for the staff, for the students this year, that we would know the Lord's divine help and intervention. So it's a very important time as we come to commit our way unto the Lord. We thank Him for past mercies. And we look to Him for future blessing and mercy day by day. Great is our God's faithfulness to us. So we come together in the act of worship to give ourselves to the Lord afresh. And we trust that as we continue in our service tonight, you will know the Lord's help in worship, in listening to the Word of God, and even in giving. We're going to take up a special offering tonight. I sent out an urgent email on Friday for the notice of the parents. And I want you to consider this tonight as we come to our offering hymn. We're going to be singing in a few minutes the hymn, I Need Thee Every Hour, and an offering will be received. But in that email, I appeal to you as parents for your support. We are a member school of the Association of Christian Schools International. And just last month, September, we were able to host the principals meeting here in our school. We had about 25 plus principals from Christian schools across the Greater Toronto region and further afield. And we came together for a time of fellowship and considering certain issues. And one issue facing a small Christian school, Cornerstone Christian Academy, in Napanee is this issue of a human rights case against them because of their biblical view of marriage and their core family values. And they're facing a legal case because of this. And so this legal case is probably going to cost them upwards of $50,000 to defend themselves in this human rights claim. So I would ask you to consider that tonight. Give generously to this need. If you would like to give to this legal defense fund, you can mark it on your envelope, ACSI, a Cornerstone Legal Defense Fund, and we will be sure as a school that that money that comes in will go to that fund to support this little school in Napanee, just about 40 students there, and under immense pressure as they have to defend themselves in this case. So I'd ask you to consider supporting this little school in their fight. It really is a fight for religious liberty. It is a fight for religious freedom, and to be in prayer for a favorable decision. The case is coming up in November here, so be in prayer for a favorable decision in this important case, the results of which could have very broad implications, not only for this school, but for all Christian schools province-wide and for evangelical churches. So please remember this case. And as we take up the offering, I trust you will give. We've already received a pledge of $2,000 from an individual, and some other people have been asking me how they can help. So please consider giving as we take up the offering tonight. We have a hymn in your bulletin there, I Need Thee Every Hour, and that is so true as we consider the days ahead. It's on the back page. Just remain seated while the offering is received. let's all stand together. We'll sing this final verse, "I need thee every hour, most holy one." Let's really lift it up. Please be seated. We come to a most important time in the service as we come to consider God's Word together. This is the foundation for our learning, the only rule to direct us, as the children were reciting earlier, the Scriptures of the Old and New Testament, the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy God. And so tonight we're turning to John chapter 15, John 15, and the verse 5. John chapter 15. I just want to read three verses here. If you have your Bible, follow along. You will find a red pew Bible there in front of you if you want to look up the passage. John chapter 15 and the verse 5. While you're looking that up, let me say a word of special thanks to our teachers for preparing the young people. Thank you for Mrs. Espute, the music teacher, and the other music teachers, Mrs. Bryant and Mrs. Olson, Mrs. Ablocki for leading the scripture recital, and the other musicians and teachers who prepared the young people tonight. Let's look at God's Word now, John chapter 15, a familiar portion, in verse 5. "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it will be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." Amen. May the Lord bless the public reading of His inspired Word to our hearts tonight. I want to consider those words at the end of verse 5. "For without me," Jesus said, "apart from me, ye can do nothing." And we recognize that as a school community. We come together today acknowledging this very truth. Without the Lord Jesus, without His help, we can do nothing. And so, sensing our personal weakness and need for divine strength, we call upon the Lord in prayer. We come to commit our way unto the Lord, that He would grant to us that power and wisdom that we need in our service for Him, to the end that in all things He would be glorified. "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit." That all glory would be given to our God. And so this is an important occasion, a time when we commit ourselves as individuals, as teachers, as parents, students, commit ourselves afresh unto the Lord, commit our way and our works to Him, seeking His favor. That's what it's all about. We need to know the grace of God day by day to live for Him. "Without me, ye can do nothing." So as teachers for our students, we need the Lord. As parents for your children, endeavoring to bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, you need the wisdom that is from above. You need the Lord's help. And so as we give ourselves to God, so God pledges Himself to us. In covenant love and loyalty to His people, the Lord Jesus Christ promises to provide for all our needs. Whatever your needs may be today, the Lord promises to provide for all your needs. So we come then, committing our way to the Lord. We come confessing our need of Him. We realize that without Him, we can do nothing. Not one thing. No matter what our previous attainments, we need fresh supplies of grace every day to labor for the Lord. No matter, parent, how successful you have become, you need the Lord. No matter what your attainments in education, in your career, in business, we acknowledge that all will be empty and meaningless without Christ. No matter what attainments you make in this world, unless you factor the Lord Jesus Christ into everything, trust Him and thank Him for His grace and mercy in your life. And that's what we're teaching your children here at Whitfield. To rely on God, to trust Him, to serve Him all their days. Because without the Lord Jesus, you can do nothing. I've said it before, if you have everything but Christ, you have nothing. If you have nothing but Christ, you have everything. And that's the truth. Without me, apart from me, you can do nothing. What value are material things without Jesus? What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And so we need Jesus then to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Apart from me, you can do nothing. We recognize that. Jesus alone saves. There's no greater joy. Dr. McClellan was praying. There's no greater joy than to hear that our children walk in truth, that they know the Lord, that they love the Lord, that they're saved by His grace. He alone saves. He alone sanctifies and brings them along in His truth. And as families, we acknowledge He must be our support. Jesus must shepherd us. He's our shepherd who leads us and feeds us and provides for us. And with Christ as our shepherd, we shall not want. And so we look to Him. We rest on our Savior and His promises upon His Word. And if you are going to do anything, young people, if you're going to do anything that will bring glory and honor to the Lord, this is where you begin. Maybe you're a parent here tonight and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. This is where you begin. If you're going to do anything good and to the glory of God, you need to begin, first of all, by knowing Him as your own and personal Savior, by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord, trusting in Him. And then you will have that spirit of gratitude for His grace and mercy, because Jesus Christ is the only one who can bring you into this union with God that it's talking about here in John 15. The union of the vine and the branches, the picture of the Christian related to is God in Christ. I am the vine, ye are the branches. Jesus Christ is the only one who can bring you into union with God. He's the only one who can save you tonight. And let me give you an illustration I give to the boys and girls this week in the school. We're paralyzed. You can imagine, maybe you know someone in a wheelchair, someone unable to move or to help themselves, and they need help. We are paralyzed and we can do nothing for ourselves. And suppose a good friend, a strong friend, a kind friend came alongside you and offered to help you, would lift you up, set you in your chair, set you at your table, feed you, clothe you, put your glasses on, do things for you that you could not do for yourself. How would you would rejoice and you would appreciate that strong and kind and faithful and reliable friend. You would honor your friend. Would you honor your friend? Say a guest came to visit. And they come to visit you. Would you try to do things for yourself? No, you can't. You want to honor your friend. How do you do that? you would ask Him to help you. Friend, please lift me up from this bed. Set me in my chair. Friend, please clothe me. Friend, please feed me. And your guest, that visitor, would see how much you depend upon your kind friend. And you honor your friend by acknowledging you need his help. And so we need the Lord's help. We are totally paralyzed by our sin. And you glorify your friend by needing him, by asking him for help, by counting on him. So we glorify the Lord by seeking him, by asking for his help, by depending upon him, trusting in him for everything. Apart from me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. That's our state. And He is our strong friend and our Savior who comes alongside to minister to our hearts and to all our needs. He meets our every need. And yet without Christ, we are incapable of Christ-exalting good, of doing good that will honor God without Jesus Christ. As Paul says, I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwells no good thing. I can't save myself. I can't cleanse myself. I need the Lord Jesus Christ to save me and to cleanse me, to bring me into union with God. And it's only then, as it says here, as we abide in Him, and His Word abides in us, we can do much God-exalting good. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. And so how do we glorify God? How do we honor our Lord? By showing our dependence upon Him. We totally depend upon the Lord for everything. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you wish and it will be done unto you, the Lord said. I will provide your every need. And so we pray to Him. We have heard the dedication prayer tonight. We commit ourselves to the Lord. We trust in Him for everything that we need. And we ask God to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. To supply our every need. And by this, the Father is glorified. And we bear much fruit. Prayer exalts God as we humbly call upon Him for everything that we need. We demonstrate in this our dependence upon the Lord. We look to Christ, the inexhaustible reservoir of hope and help. Do you need help? Do you need to find new hope? Where will you find it? You'll find it in Christ. And in prayer, we admit our emptiness. We admit our poverty. We admit and we acknowledge God's power and prosperity. We acknowledge our own bankruptcy and we acknowledge His bounty. We acknowledge our miserable condition and we acknowledge His mercy. He's a good and a gracious God. Ask and you will receive, that the Father may be glorified in the Son and that your joy may be full. Prayer then is that open admission that without Christ we can do nothing. And so we come tonight to present ourselves to the Lord, turning away from ourselves and turning in confidence to God who will provide all our needs. Why is that? Because God is good all the time, right? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. He promises to provide for the needs of His people. And what did Paul say in Philippians chapter 4:19? You could probably quote it to me. You don't even have to look it up. My God shall supply all your need in Christ Jesus, according to His riches in Christ Jesus. And you look at that, word by word, line by line, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory, His glorious riches in Christ Jesus, the riches of His grace. And Paul was confident. The Apostle Paul was confident that those Philippian believers, because they had supported him by sending gifts to him through Epaphroditus, that God would certainly meet their needs in their poverty, in their weakness. God would supply their needs. He was certain of it. He shall supply. And so as we come to pray, we come to commit ourselves unto the Lord, knowing that He is good all the time. Are you thankful tonight? Is there that spirit of gratitude in your heart when you consider all that the Lord has given to you, how He has blessed you? Thank God for your Savior, Jesus Christ. Can you say tonight, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want? Thank God for saving your soul. Thank God for the free access that we have. We can come to our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ to the throne of grace. There we obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Thank God for graciously and gloriously supplying all those needs in Christ Jesus. And thank God for His sovereign disposal of all things. Paul said, I've learned to be content in every situation. He was depending on the Lord. And what consolation there is in Jesus Christ for our souls. He is our all and all. He gives to us the riches of His grace. The Word of God describes the grace of God with superlatives. His riches are unsearchable. His love is immeasurable. His peace is incomprehensible. It's a peace that passes all understanding. His joy is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And of His glory have we received, and grace for grace, grace upon grace, have we received from the hand of God. And God grants to us the riches, not only of His grace, but the riches of glory. You and I will be able then to face whatever comes our way. We'll be able to face it with peace as we calmly rest upon our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. His power and His grace is sufficient for every situation, for every circumstance, as well as the daily grind, which we call life. Without me, you can do nothing. But with Christ, Paul said in that same chapter in Philippians 4, with Christ, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And prayer is that open admission that we need the Lord. We acknowledge it here tonight. We commit ourselves afresh to Him. We look to Him for fresh supplies of grace. And we have this assurance that my God shall supply all our needs. Let's all stand. We will close our meeting with prayer. Let's all pray together. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, we give thanks for this night, for your goodness to us. We say, great is thy faithfulness. Your mercies are new every morning. The supply of your grace is all sufficient. Who can count your thoughts towards us? They're more than can be numbered. And Lord, we thank you today for your goodness, your love, your mercy to us, for sending Christ to save us from our sins. We cannot save ourselves. We pray for our young people. We pray for the boys and girls. We pray for the families gathered in, that each one here tonight would know the Lord as their Savior, that they would rely on Him for the days ahead. Thank you, Lord, for your salvation, which is full and free. And we thank you, Lord, for the assurance that you will be with us. You have said, I will never, ever, ever leave you or forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Bless us tonight. Bless us as we part. Thank you for your presence with us. And may we know your help in this school year. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Congregation, please be seated. We're going to give the young people in the choir loft an opportunity to leave the choir loft and exit. The musicians will play. And once they have exited, you're free to leave. Thank you for coming.